listen everybody to the words I have to say. Better get ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 880. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Israel National News, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lambasted the European Union's response to Iran's violations of the 2016 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action after European Union Foreign Minister Federica Maria Mogherini said that the EU did not see Iran's actions as significant violations of the deal, which would trigger the agreement's dispute mechanism. Prime Minister Netanyahu said in response, "The European Union's response to Iranian violations reminds me of the European appeasement of the 1930s. Even then, some buried their heads in the sand and did not see the danger approaching. There are probably some in Europe who will not wake up until Iranian missiles fall on European soil. Then it probably will be too late. In any case, we will do everything to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons." Second, today, under the sign category of the approach to the mark of the beast and an increase in knowledge, according to the New York Post, thousands of people in Sweden are now having microchips implanted into their skin to carry out everyday activities and replace credit cards and cash. The world is being set up for the mark of the beast. More than 4,000 people have already had the chips put in, about the size of a grain of rice, inserted into their hands, with the pioneers predicting millions will soon join them as they hope to take it global. Like glorified smartwatches, the chips help Swedes monitor their health and even replace key cards to allow them to enter offices and buildings. They have particularly caught on, however, by enabling owners to pay in stores with a simple swipe of the hand, a big deal in a forward-looking country that is moving toward eliminating cash. The microchips were pioneered by Biohacks International founder Johan Osterlund, who calls the technology a moonshot and insists that tech will move into the body. He said, "I am sure of that." Third, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Israel National News, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, declared on Tuesday that the Islamic Republic will keep rolling back its commitments under the landmark 2015 nuclear deal. "You did not carry out a single one of your commitments. Why do you want us to stick to our commitments? We have just started to decrease our commitments," in the deal, and this process will certainly continue. Khamenei said, criticizing European countries which are party to the deal. Iran, in retaliation for the U.S. withdrawing from the 2015 deal, announced 2 weeks ago that it had exceeded the amount of enriched uranium permitted under the deal. Several days later, Iran followed up by saying it had begun to enrich uranium to 5% purity instead of the 3.67% limit imposed under the JCPOA. Fourth today. Pardon me. Fourth today under the sign category of pestilences. According to CNN, health authorities in the Philippines have declared a national dengue alert after a spike in cases of the viral disease, which has left more than 450 people dead. Since January, around 100,000 dengue cases were reported across the Philippines in the first 6 months of 2019. And I hope that I am pronouncing that disease correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong. Epidemics have been declared in four regions of the country: Mimaropa, Western Visayas, Central Visayas, and Northern Mindanao, which between them are home to more than 20 million people, or roughly 20% of the Philippines population, or the Philippine population. This surge in dengue cases comes as the country is grappling with a nationwide measles outbreak, which authorities say has killed more people so far this year than all of 2018 and puts 2.6 million children at risk. Fifth today under the sign category of the turmoil in the Middle East. This is breaking news that just came in. Iran says it seized British-flagged oil tanker that just came in. That is breaking news. I repeat. Iran says it seized British-flagged oil tanker. Fifth today under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Israel National News, a senior member of Gaza's Islamist rulers, Hamas, has encouraged Palestinians across the globe to kill Jews, drawing outrage from both Israeli and Palestinian officials, as well as a UN envoy. In video from a speech to participants of weekly protests on Friday, Fathi Hamad, a member of the movement's top political body, can be seen calling on Palestinian Arabs across the globe to carry out attacks, saying 7 million Palestinians outside. 7 million Palestinians outside, enough warming up. You have Jews with you in every place. You should attack every Jew possible in all the world and kill them. End of quote. Ofer Gendelman, A spokesman for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the comments showed what Hamas is about. Hamas is behind the riots on the Gaza border. Hamas wants to murder Jews worldwide. Now, you know why we protect the border with Gaza from Hamas. Ladies and gentlemen, the prophetic passage of Holy Scripture that we're looking at today, that is from the Holy Bible, is Jeremiah 32, 14 and 15, which reads, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land." Beloved, allow me to share with you some commentary on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinzen. Jeremiah 32, 1 through 14 is historical and documents God's command to Jeremiah to redeem the property of his nephew, even though property was of very little value because of the Babylonian invasion. Then comes the explanation for this command in verse 15. Houses and fields and vineyards will yet again be bought in this land. The prophecy is of Israel's final restoration. A time will come when people will once again see the land and fields as worthy of being bought. Jeremiah's action is a test of faith. Even though the land was of little value, Jeremiah was willing, at God's command, to spend money on this land because of the assurance it would become valuable in the future. This led to Jeremiah's prayer in verses 16 through 25. He asks, in essence, why bother buying a field now when the city is about to be given over to the Chaldeans? God's answer to Jeremiah is given in two parts. The first part predicts the destruction of Jeremiah by the Babylonians. The first part predicts the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. The second part prophesies the restoration of Jerusalem and begins by talking about the past. The subject is the city of Jerusalem. The subject is the city of Jerusalem, the same city that God judged and that God intends to bless, though it would first be given over to the Babylonians, and the city would be destroyed by sword, by famine, and by pestilence. However, there is a bright future, for there will one day be a regathering. God intends to regather the Jewish people from all the countries where he has driven them. He intends to bring them back to this place and make them dwell in safety. The result in Israel's national salvation, which is described in verse 39, they will be given one heart and one way. The word heart emphasizes their internal righteousness, and the word way refers to their external righteousness. These will be given so that the people may fear me always for their own good and for the good of their children. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Holy Bible in our next podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Dr. Billy Graham. He said, Bible teaching about the second coming of Christ was thought of as doomsday preaching, but not anymore. It is the only ray of hope that shines as an ever-brightening beam in a darkening world. And we say amen to that. Let's pray. Holy Father God, Lord, help your people, your truly born-again ones, to rest in your blessed hope as the world is becoming more and more dark and perilous. And Lord, we pray that you will help us to do what you told us to do. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to do that until the end. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.